Hello and welcome to the Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Mike Champlin. Father Mike is a member of the Thomas More Center in Webster, Wisconsin. His preaching today is entitled Weight Loss.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever wishes to come after me must deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me will find it. What profit would it be for anyone to gain the whole world and forfeit their life? For the Son of Man will come with his angels in his Father's glory, and then he will repay each according to their conduct. Amen, I say to you, there are some standing here who will not taste death until they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom." The Gospel of the Lord. While a significant part of the world population is in a continuum from undernourished to starving, those of us living in the developed countries overeat and fret over needing to lose weight. We pursue wealth, power, hypermasculinity, unending new supplies of feminine beauty, luxury vacations, automobiles ranging from $35,000 to $200,000, a primary home, a vacation home, and a timeshare, $1,000 for an Armani suit, and $50,000 for a gold watch. The list goes on and on. And at the end, we get buried in a bronze casket. But personally and ironically, the three of us in our small community sit down to three very good meals each day. We have plenty, but in our local area, we have a significant Native American population hard hit by the coronavirus. So in a small way, we try to substantially support our local food bank, as so many do not have any employment. And we know it is not enough. It is hard to deny oneself and take up the cross when we have all these distracting goals. What profit would it be to forfeit life? But, and this is a very big but, something else is promised elsewhere in the gospel. The life, death, and resurrection of Jesus is the promise of the unending mercy of God. That grace, if we comprehend it deeply within our heart, will prompt change here and now. We can begin to share our good fortune with joy and in the process lose weight, that is, the stony heaviness in our hearts. Each time we share positively with another human being, we will have an experience of the coming of God's kingdom in small but real ways. That's what Jesus did in hundreds of small but important ways. He spent a long time in the desert and came out, as Luke tells us to read in Isaiah, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has sent me to ransom the captives, give new sight to the blind, and set prisoners go free." A simple but all-encompassing list. We know that list, don't we?